Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Sorry for yesterday. I don't know what the bug was. So I did a short show and then ran outside to see the aurora, the geomagnetic storm. Much coverage, much complaint against this storm, but it was nothing impressive from my point of view. Just a line of light. We saw a line of light. I'm happy that we saw it because it's a phenomenon I think I had never seen in my life, except in pictures. And so it was good to see it, but it was very faint and very white. Like, I expected the whole sky to be pink, like in these pictures. It wasn't this at all. It was just a little line of light, maybe 1/8 long, one eighth of the length of the sky. Sometimes it was making a V shape and kind of progressing slowly, kind of shutting on and off. It was wavy. That's what I saw with what they call the biggest magnetic storm for the last 20 years, at least, if not the last 100 years. The idea that this would ruin Bitcoin is ridiculous. I'm not scared of magnetic storms anymore. I keep seeing those clips of Vitaly, and someone has pointed out that Vitaly is being accused, and there's lots of people out there who believe that he's setting up these things so that he's not really catching pedos, that those are ped actors. That would explain why he doesn't end up in jail. Because he's going very rough with these pedos. The other day we saw him shoot with some kind of rubber bullet or something. And here he claims that he's found a pedo in the act. Let's see.
Good. The whole world. We just caught an illegal coming here to sleep with four 15-year-old boys. Some of them were 14. And he brought crystal meth. He's an illegal. He doesn't have any papers. This is what our country and America is letting in. This is what our Democratic Party is letting in. We need Trump back in the office ASAP. Ship him.
The guy is covered in blood. I don't know. Did they beat him? Or is that a prop? But I mean, if everything we see on this stream, all of the clips that we see on the everyday are from actors, that is very disappointing. But a lot of people in the reply section were pointing out that Vitaly may not be totally ethical in his filming of these events. But in any case, I'm sure there are migrants out there that are carrying meth and giving it to people dangerously. And perhaps there are pedos also. But I wouldn't want to be deceived and to be presented something as reality when it's acting. Saturn Shine says the ones who steal our healthcare and other benefits are just as criminal. Yes, I believe that there is a misdirection in those in this kind of shock video, which is that even if he was an honest man, he would still be dependent on the welfare system of the US. So we shouldn't have welfare to begin with, and we certainly shouldn't give it to people who enter illegally. This cannot be real. This reminded me of the Pride Championships, a fat woman against a thin woman. Who would win? I think that what you have to do is play on the cardio here. Because this woman cannot walk like this around the ring. She's gonna get tired.
Oh,
Oh my God, just a little push and the giant falls. Normally, there's the tradition of doing hammer fist when they're on the ground. This girl was so fat that just being on the ground with the elbow pushing on her neck, that is plenty. Wow. Well, we have a victory here for the Tin Woman. Megyn Kelly acknowledges Nick Fuentes as rising in popularity.
But they're like, we've talked on the show before about like the Nick Fuenteses of the world.
Oh, well, that's...
No, but he is rising in popularity.
Very much.
Not only did he have the sit down, you know, with Trump, but people I follow on Twitter and who follow me regularly like retweet him, and they'll slide like a video into your mentions. So you've got to watch this.
That's
I have
really
zero
dark.
Interest in hearing anything he has to say.
Which is why you're not a political thinker. Which is why no woman should ever be political thinkers. You can't do the job because you work by reputation and you use your social instincts to solve a rational problem. Oh, it comes from Nick Fuentes. It must be false. Well, how about you engage with his arguments? Well, don't ask a woman to do this, of course.
Other than to respond with scorn, but I rarely try to mention him on the show because he deserves to be ignored. However,
he deserves to be ignored, and you haven't listened to what he says. How about you start interacting with the truth, interface with it? Then it leads you to ask yourself questions. Oh, am I wrong on this? Do I have an unjustified belief on this or that? You know, I had to go through this process, and this is why men are always better thinker than women. It's because when a super chat came in 2014-15 and said, JF, are you red-pilled on the Jewish question? I was like, oh, what does that mean here? What is the red pill to be had? Well, I should do research. I should look into it. And you, if you're unable to do this, if you're unable to challenge your own beliefs and say, all right, I need to be able to answer this question. If you reject it by saying, oh, well, it comes from someone who is not reputable, therefore I ignore it, you'll end up in your little circle jerk of beliefs and chatting with other women on the mic on Sirius XM.
He's rising in popularity. He's not waning. And there's a reason for that.
There's a reason. He's better than you.
You know, and people I formerly...
Yes, I'm better than you. People will remember the classical statement of Anna Kasparian. I'm better than you.
New, like at Fox News, like there one woman in particular I work with very closely is like now an open groiper. Like
When your brain does this, it's a signal. It's a signal from nature that you don't know what you're talking about. You have nothing to say. All you have is your hesitation. So there you are displaying hesitation. I can't. You are in the amplification of your rejection of a belief without examination. You are, in other words, bragging about your lack of intelligence. There is a new sales tactic out there. And this, I have predicted this. You know, when they started making publicity and marketing around right-wing stuff. And they did so by using the right wing as a channel. They made publicities that were overtly leftist. But at some point, I was like, this is so stupid and so leftist. It must be produced with the idea of memeing on the right. It must be produced to be listened to on the right and to have all those right-wing commentators say, ha ha ha, look at this gay LGBT, blah, blah, blah. Now, I had seen the rise of this and I was like, this is a legitimate marketing tactic. In fact, it's the only marketing tactic in a public space that is won by right-wing talking points. The only way you're going to drive attention to your corporation or product is by kind of surfing on a right-wing meme or surfing on a left-wing meme that gets ridiculed by the right. Now, we have an explicit use of this strategy here. There's a guy, apparently, he's selling cars by answering to TikTok political statements or dating-related statements. Look at this.
Y'all want to know who I date, who I go with?
Nope, but I think you think you're black. Hey, we got a 25 SST Ram truck. Come holla.
Y'all want to know who I date, who I go with?
Nope, but I think you think you're black. Hey, we got a 25 SST Ram truck. Come holla.
Man, I've always seen the car salesman as the lowest life form on earth. But here, they are using something that I find interesting. I think it's interesting innovation. The car salesman, if you will, is the true expression of Western liberty. The guy will not be fired. He's selling perhaps at his own location. Perhaps he owns or he's manager of the location. As long as he can sell cars, he's going to see a stack of money accumulate in his bank account. And here he is adopting a kind of edgy position because she's tattooed and talking like a black person, but doesn't seem 100% black. He's commenting on her race and attitude.
Y'all want to know who I date, who I go with?
Nope, but I think you think you're black. Hey, we got a 25 SST Ram truck. Come holla.
This 25 SST Ram truck will have been seen by millions of people at this point because it's being already retweeted on Drama Alert. This is a serious sales tactic. Now, the times are dark, and today I was on the road and I was hit by black pills throughout. I was driving to Walmart. And I was just hit by black pills that I've talked about here on the show before. But I realize we're not in a civilization. We are in a big tax farm. And I knew that I would pay taxes when I buy stuff at Walmart. I was seeing all the normies around me with their car. And they were all... I knew that they got a job by kneeling to the system, and I saw the whole system for what it was, and I was struck by a strong black-pilled feeling like I've never felt before, although it was based on facts that I have known for many years. I was seeing the world around me, and ultimately all of their actions was boiling down to a benefit to the government. That was sad, but there's even more black-pilling news. Germany may introduce conscription for all 18 years old. And of course, when Ukraine is getting emptied, this will demonstrate to those people who want to reduce the white male population, it will demonstrate that the Ukrainian model works, and they will want more white males to die. And they will start drafting from Europe, and eventually they will get perhaps even into an American draft. Very sad that Germany is playing the game here of the global powers, sending its population to die at the Ukrainian front line. Yesterday, although I couldn't do the show, we learned that Russia was doing more offensive in the north, close to Kharkiv. So is it a sign that Russia has ambitions to extend territorial domination? We don't know. Perhaps they do. End of the line, Joel says, Germany to salute the pride flag. Yeah, I mean, Germany is as cucked as it gets. I mean, you know how the hunting licenses are designed to just kill the male deers? With the idea that if you just kill the males, you don't stop the you don't reduce the bottleneck of the population in terms of the number of females. You just create a polygamous deer population with males inseminating multiple females. And that's one strategy in preservation of deers in forest. And when I look at what they do with Ukraine and now Germany, I can't help but think that we are literally in a farm. We are being managed like domestic animals. And they've decided that the white male was going to die at the front. That is so sad because I think they might be able to pull it. Meanwhile, are we sending African males to support the Ukrainian front line? I don't think so. So Africa continues to produce its babies, continues to immigrate in the West. They immigrate slowly enough that they don't have citizenship, so they might not be part of the draft. So we have here a targeting, yes, ecological control, DK Shadow, yes. We have a targeting of the white male population for eradication. Raised Fist says, wow, you are flirting with conspiracy theory, JF. I mean, is it even a conspiracy at this point? It's happening. The Ukrainian males have been selected for being male between the ages of basically reproductive ages. And the reproductive age males have been sent to the front line in a meat grinder. So this is not random. This is done by people who know what they're doing. They know the causes. They know the consequences of what they're doing. Meanwhile, there is a resurgence of violence in the Ukraine-Russia war. Ukrainian HIMARS attack against Donetsk. The city was preparing to celebrate 10 years of independence from Ukraine.
На місці збору учасників автопробіга прозвучав сильний взрив. Буквально всі люди збіжали в приміщення, їхні пострадавши поки що неізвісно.
So Donetsk has been secured by Russia for a long time or covered by it. And as part of the current war, Russia advanced a little bit, but only to secure further the Donetsk area. Meanwhile, while the Americans under Joe Biden are threatening Israel to reduce their aid, to not send, oh my, I forgot to shut off my Steam account. And so, I mean, I don't have friends on Steam. This must be someone I played Dota with that was messaging me. So we have Joe Biden threatening to not send arms anymore if Israel goes on its move toward Rafah, where basically they have compressed the whole Gazan population on into Rafah, and it seems that they have the ambition to bombard it now, like squeeze them and then kill them. And there's also, we see so much injustice in the prison. Basically, every Gazan they could catch, they catch them. They made some fake claims and they get them in jail. Oh, he threw a rock at me. Oh, he was resisting arrest, blah, blah, blah. And so you end up having the entire population is detained in Israeli jail that didn't run. Those that run successfully got to Rafah, and now Israel is looking to bomb Rafah. Because from the view of Jews, basically, Jews believe that the entire Gazan populations is a security issue. So it's like, oh yeah, we can only aim military targets. Yeah, but the Gazan population is a military target. They are giving birth to Hamas supporters. Look at what they do in their elementary schools, blah, blah, blah. And so they don't like the American position right now, which is a public just slap on the wrist. It's nothing. Joe Biden is not serious in trying to block Israel's actions. But it's a posture, and Israel is responding with what looks like a threat to strike America. It's not the first time they do this tweet. We will dance again. We will dance again. They must know what they're doing here. The entire internet is going to interpret this as there was the dancing Israelis at 9/11. They incarnated a symbol of Israel cheering for the destruction of America with the hope that the more Americans feel that they are at hostility with the Arabs, the more they can team up with America and get the American blood to serve their military interest. That is the dancing Israelis. Now, Israel has been, for the second time that I know of, maybe more, they've been tweeting, "We will dance again." You know, it's all like, oh yeah, we will free Gaza and we will protect ourselves from terrorists. That is the postured, explicit meaning. But anyone who knows about the Google, about the dancing Israelis and the Google dancing Israeli meme, they must know. And so they will know that there's a double sense to their words here. The double sense is we will celebrate when America gets hit by more Arab terrorists because then you will feel bound to our military desires in the Middle East. Usferia says, dancing Israelis is a fact. It's a matter of record. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's questionable that there were a bunch of people who were celebrating, who were seen celebrating at the fall of 9/11 towers, and tracing their sets of interest, and they were part of Israeli companies, little corporations made up for carpet cleaning and that kind of crap. But what were their ultimate role in 9/11 or in knowing about it in advance? I don't know. But in any case, very weird semi-threat here, hidden under a legitimate Twitter message. Israel is acting very weird. They're acting like, and perhaps they're right, you know, they're acting like brazen. They're acting like they don't have to care about winning the public relations race because they probably know they have so much control that there's no way they lose support from the US. They're openly mocking also Joe Biden, you know, showing him that, oh yeah, you're not going to send us arms. We're still going to do it. Rodita Sid says, Ryan Dawson would surely have a good recap of the dancing Israelis and some interesting comment about it. Yeah, I mean, I've seen him go around and he's been on Just Party Thing, so there's plenty of places where you can hear Ryan. So I'm not going to go back into guest invitation just for this because I know he has plenty of space to tell his ideas. When I intervened with the public space, it was in a time where we couldn't hear from these voices. Now, we are kind of winning. We're kind of winning when Megyn Kelly dismisses Nick Fuentes without arguments. We're kind of winning when Milo gets back on Twitter, although Milo is just trouble. I don't think anything positive can come back from Milo coming back in the public eye, but there is one positive. It is the noise that it makes. It is the victory that it represents, and it is the win of free speech, and that win is significant. So Elon seems to be determined at going into history as having truly freed the speech on the internet. And it's forcing other platforms at some point. X will become the place where everything happens until other platforms decide to shut down their TOS. Rudita Sid says, what would people say if Nick made a joke about we will bake cookies again? I mean, we all love nice hot oatmeal cookies. Okay, I won't read the rest, but yeah. it's kind of a joke on the death of Americans being celebrated. The fact that they make these tweets and that there's plenty of people, like if they didn't know about it the first time, they certainly know it now because their reply section is filled with people mentioning the dancing Israelis. So we're talking about an open threat to Americans and the American government by a nation that has so much power on our political class that they probably don't have to care what you think. Suspect in the Bronx, where he roped and raped a woman. I've shown the video 2 days ago of this guy just strangling this woman instantly with some kind of belt. He was arrested. Kasson Parks, 39, was arrested on Saturday and charged with walking up behind a 45-year-old victim at 3 a.m. May 1st, lassoing her with a band from behind, dragging her unconscious body between two cars and raping her. Bro, you're going to rape a 45 woman? Don't you want to go in death not having fucked a random, ugly 45 woman on the street? Like, at some point. This is the same thing with Jeff Epstein. These people are sexual deviants. And it's like you're pursuing something that is disgusting. Leave the woman alone. Go into death having only fucked beautiful young woman. Why would you rape a 45-year-old? It's really purely for evil at this point. The New York Ireland portal seems to be going well. They made this portal. So it's always with the normies, it's always the problem. They think of an idea that on paper sounds really great. Hey, why don't we have a portal that films at one place of the planet and then shows on a screen at the other place of the planet and people can see what goes on? It's a portal. It's like a bug in the space-time continuum. But of course, you end up having here people using the camera to show stuff to New York. Here they will be showing the towers of 9/11. So here they are showing the 9/11 towers to New York. So that's of course what happens when you open a communication channel. And on the internet, we have a culture of dealing with this. We have kind of a meritocracy of intellectualism. When we had the public space, we were kind of featuring or trying to feature the most intelligent speakers so that out of the noise of the internet, we would kind of arrive at the truth. We would have an epistemological process happening on the public space. But if you leave channels like this totally opened to spam, you're going to get the spam that you deserve. That's why we built the internet the way we did, with e-celebs, with Twitter accounts, with followers. This leads to a filtering process. And one of the original trolls of the internet, Milo Yiannopoulos, has been reinstated on X, banned in 2016 due to involvement in the harassment of actor Leslie Jones. Yiannopoulos criticized this suspension as indicative of bias against conservatives. That is interesting. I want Milo to be back on the main public space. I think it makes sense. Now, Milo had been doing racial harassment with pictures of comparing or being denigrating or comparing to animals the actress Leslie Jones. who I remember was in Ghostbusters, if I remember correctly. I remember this time of the internet, and of course we are now in a different time, and I believe that Elon here is showing that he's serious about putting the band back together. Elon wants to recreate the conditions that led to the election of Trump. There is, though, a question about whether these late narcissist personalities can do as good as they did in 2016, because they've been destroyed, they've been rolled over, they've been neutralized in the normie world, and they've been setting themselves in a... Even me, I qualify as having done so. We've been finding kind of a soft spot on the internet where we laid tranquil. Can just unbanning these people be enough to have 2016 rise again and get a victory for Trump? Maybe, but maybe not, because the Milo of today is very different, is more bitter, very different from the Milo of 2016. He is now identifying as an ex-homosexual. He said that he could not participate to Yeezy porn because he has a problem. He had problems in the past with his addiction to homosexual sex. So there it is. The Nero account, Milo Yiannopoulos on X, the most fabulous supervillain on the internet. He is back. Last tweet in 2016. And people, because when you unban like this, and there was this weird account, I'm back, bitches, thank you, Elon Musk, but it only has 1,000 or 2,000 followers, Milo Yiannopoulos, I don't know if it's him. That was a smaller account, but in any case, his big account has been restored. Yes, Milo is a narcissist. Milo is a troubled person mentally, I think. You know, when you identify as homosexual for so long in your life and then you flip on this, I don't think you are in a position to counsel or direct society if you've been buying the bait of civilization, the non-reproductive bait of civilization by partying when you were young. You've kind of demonstrated your inability to think properly and think independently. But people are pointing out that we can now see a gay Bronze Age pervert from the unbanning of Nero, from the unbanning of Milo Yiannopoulos. There are lots of tweets that are reappearing. And we can see a conversation that does look like a gay approach by Bronze Age pervert toward Milo Yiannopoulos. Milo Yiannopoulos was tweeting about gay stuff in 2015. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., don't hit me. 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., hit me again. Gay relationships are hard. So here a reference to... gay sex and rough gay sex. Now, Bronze Age pervert says, my Brazilian friend, in quotation mark, nearly dislocated my jaw. So that means Bronze Age pervert has been engaging in gay sex. Here, the GOP deserves to burn. Bronze Age says, how about an article about how alpha gays like you support Trump while Hillary's supporters are milk soap, low-value beta gays. Okay, so not an open admission of gayness. Now, he seems to suggest that he's not gay, as far as I'm concerned, if you engage in gay prostitution, you're gay, okay? But he says that he charges $300 per hour for gay sex because he's straight. And he says, $2,000 for overnight, I'm fit and handsome, but straight, so I don't suck dick or get fucked. So that's Bronze Age pervert, wanting to engage in anal sex with Milo, but will only do so if he can penetrate Milo, but doesn't want to be penetrated. And Milo was saying, "Pics, please," and Bronze Age Pervert sends the pics. That looks like very decisive evidence that Bronze Age Pervert is gay. Of course, we knew he was Jewish. Now we know he's gay. So he's gay Jew. He's a gay Jew. That would be my conclusion from years of learning about this man. It's good to note. They went woke. The Oscars are facing a liquidity crisis. They launch a $500 million fundraising drive as viewers flee. Yeah, there is no future for people have typed at the same time many such cases. Many such cases. I like this phrasing. Yeah, there is no future for the Oscars. I don't think so. The Oscars is a thing of the past because channeled communication is a thing of the past. What made the Oscars possible is that you could have a large fraction of the nation with their eyes turned toward the same event. And you had this whole, and it wasn't just the Oscars. What made the Oscars work was all the things around, the music industry, the film industry, all benefiting from these reduced channels of communication, reduced competition, so that you really had, if you wanted to watch TV, you had the choice between 30 different channels and eventually 200, but there was always a limit. Now there's no limit, and what we found is that people have very different tastes and they converge toward very different communities, like the little community that we have here. Oscars cannot survive in this environment. Movies are not making money anymore. Piracy is dominating. And celebrities aren't what they used to be. There may be Sydney Sweeney that is kind of a young celebrity, and you have a couple of Marvel movies that are trying to elevate kind of celebrities, but it's very weak. There's not these big celebrities like we used to have in the 90s. So Oscars will die, and it's too normy, too specialized, too everything. It's disgusting to just see those pictures of people dressed for the Oscars and the general luxury in which they live. Nah. There's F. Gardner. This guy is a schizo. I love this guy. I love having a schizo in my life that I can refresh his Twitter account, but I can keep him at a distance. You know, he lives in Chicago. And so he's never going to cause me problems. He's not in my life. He's not hallucinating stuff in my house. But it's good to have a schizo out there that I can interact with when I want. And so sometimes you'll see me like and retweet his stuff. He's making these long 2 hours YouTube videos, and I don't watch YouTube anymore. But I did watch one of his videos. It's basically the only YouTube video I watched in 2024. There's a demon behind you, JF. No, there's no demon. Okay, you're doing the schizo in my house routine. Okay, you got me. So F. Gardner is making these super long videos about how he has experiences with the world. He has traveled to other dimensions in his head. He has realized the meaninglessness of nothingness. And, you know, these very Buddhist themes. And he was paranoid that he's being shut down by Elon. This post is unavailable. Let me tell you, F. Gardner, you may be just schizo, and the algorithm gets tired of you atting everyone. You've been atting me. Let me tell you, I'm not bothered by your atting me, because I think it comes from your heart when you say, "Hey, JF, look at this tweet." And I'm not bothered, but you will bother the algorithm when you send messages to people too much. So they've added a label to his account. He was saying, I released a horror novel called Kabbalah of the Crocodile over 1 year ago. The story involved a man who finds a book that manifests things into reality. It leads him to rabbis who build tunnels under their synagogue, and they're involved in sinister stuff. The synagogue gets all over the news once the police and news crews show up and the truth gets covered up. I'm trying to sell the movie rights. Please repost this. F. Garner somehow has written books. Thank you so much, Jan. Jan is such a generous supporter of the show. He truly has kept this show on his shoulders with his generous donations across the years. Thank you so much for the $100. that is absolutely awesome. So F. Gardner spends his kidzo years writing like 12 books, and now he wants to sell the rights to these books. And he lives in this high-rise skyscraper apartment style in Chicago. My recommendation to F. Gardner, your books are probably trash. You're probably delusional. I don't know if you can maintain your lifestyle in Chicago. Perhaps it's cheap because of the violence in the city. My recommendation to you, instead of thinking about the universe and all things like this, get into the real deal of baby making. Don't sell your books. Instead, move to an area that costs less. Try to survive, try to charm a woman and get into insemination. I want the next generation to have schizos like you to entertain the crazy ideas and the voyage of the mind that you do. But I don't think your horror books will make a movie or that you will sell them. And I don't think you're being targeted for your beliefs. I believe that you're being targeted for the way you express yourself on Twitter. You are extremely annoying. I'm sure you're not annoying to me, because I understand your mind. And I like when I wake up in the morning and Schizo F. Gardner has been schizo tweeting at me. But let me tell you, 99.9% of the people out there don't like this. Now, F. Gardner is not a fan of the show. He's just a guy who is creating his own shows almost every day, 1 hour, 2 hour of crap. Litim says he's big time into the law of attraction. Yeah, that kind of crap. And he just approached me. He added me on Twitter, and I ended up watching his show for an hour or two. Let me tell you. It's a schizo posting of the highest order. And I don't mean by schizo posting that it's wrong. Sometimes he said things that are right about Jews, about control of civilization and politics. But sometimes he drifts into these, oh, I had a vision of being one with the universe and that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not doing it justice, but that kind of stuff. NN says, the secret type of guy. I don't know what that means. The first F-16s arrive in Ukraine within weeks from the West, but will it matter? A high-ranking UK military source has told London Daily, Evening Standard newspaper, that F-16 fighters will be delivered by the Western allies to Ukraine within weeks. The official indicated that the aircraft are due to arrive by June, or at least July at the latest. The U.S. previously authorized NATO countries to supply the U.S.-made fighters to Kiev. At the moment, Russia still controls the skies and has been degrading the country's energy infrastructure via frequent attacks. Zelensky previously called the decision by the administration a breakthrough. I don't think it will do much of a difference. especially if you don't have the American intelligence apparatus behind and American pilots, you're going to get a bunch of second grade pilots. I mean, at this point, we see even on the front line, on the ground, they're putting their elderlies and handicapped at the front line. And it's like, everything must go. You remember the beginning of the Joker movie where he holds a cardboard that says, everything must go. I feel that Ukraine is in everything must go mode. And yes, people are already declaring the deaths of the F-16s. I do expect those F-16s to die, to crash, or to be easily neutralized by the Russian army. You can't have just F-16s and all of a sudden you take back control of your air. It's a whole thing. You need intelligence, you need radars, you need air defense, anti-air defense. Those F-16s have no chance. Fixed DSM says Joker 2 looks intense. Yes, I can't wait for Joker 2. It's so fascinating because the first Joker movie was about epistemology and the epistemology of comedy. Why are things funny? And why are things funny in a certain world? And then if you make a revolution, other things in the new world become funny that weren't funny before. And so it is such a powerful first movie. And I don't mean that it's the first movie about the Joker, but I mean the Joker 1 movie is a powerful statement on reversals of power and how ultimately the liberal order is imposing a control on comedy. That because they don't find funny what the Joker has to say, he's pissed. And he's like, you guys have cheated me. You created a world, an open world, in which you said everything could go, everything was good, and we will be open to all sorts of cognition style, but you didn't allow me to make my jokes, and you didn't laugh at them. Instead, you laughed at me. You made a mockery of me. So that is the theme of revolution being tied to the theme of comedy in Joker 1. And Joker 2 is a completely separate exploration of the theme of music. And it will involve Lady Gaga. Let me tell you, Lady Gaga, I've always been very annoyed at her movies. They are cringe. I hate them. I hate her scene on the piano with whatever the fuck, the Brad, what's his name? Brad whatever. I can't watch these movies, but I will be very excited to see her perform into a real well-made movie. And I don't know, will the theme of the music be tied to revolution or will he go to another combo? Because the first combo was comedy and revolution. Perhaps we're going to have here the theme of music and love. I think this is where the director is headed. So it's going to be about love and about music. It's going to be powerful because I think there will be exploration of incel philosophy themes in a way that I don't think you're prepared. I don't think you're prepared. I consider that the Joker 1 movie was one of the best movies ever made. I don't think you're prepared for it to be surpassed by an even stronger statement with Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix. I'm excited. Lendal Guntram says, most of the time they will be playing, jumping from one airport to another, possibly trying to hide in Romania. Practically same strategy they have been using until now and yet lost 90% and plus of their air force. Deadly anti-NATO environment. yes, you can't just have F-16s. You're not going to get the ghost of Kiev doing ninja stuff in the air. Doubting Thomas says, JF, considering the most intelligent in future generations, how dramatic do you expect of a decline in asking questions and being curious about our physical world during this transition into a virtual one? That those are very important questions. I don't believe that IQ is selected for in our world. I believe it's not been selected for maybe 100 years or 50 years. So I believe that IQ has merely risen via artificial educational signals. Basically, we have given education for free to people who wouldn't have had it otherwise. So we kind of propped up the IQ artificially, but it's not maintainable across generations. The people that we made fake intelligent that wouldn't have converged there naturally if they were led to their own device, we've created a dependency for these people. Now, they always need a white teacher of the state to make them intelligent. And guess what? Eventually, the white teacher of the state doesn't show up because he's been gunned down. And now you have a black teacher of the state. Now, you may think it's going to go all good because the black teacher of the state has had some training, right? To become like the white teacher of the state. No, it's not happening. The black teacher of the state was selected into a racial affirmative action system that made him pass the same test as the whites, but he didn't have to score as good. He was pardoned for his lack of knowledge. And now you start having black teachers teaching to black children. Now, this is where the intergenerational continuity of the Marxist project of modern society completely falls flat on its face. So people are going to converge back no matter what you do. I just presented one example. But there's all sorts of things happening in parallel that bring back nature. You have the fact that homeschooling in the black community is kind of a trend that is happening, especially since COVID, especially with this whole mediatic push of the question of colonization. So it's like, oh yeah, sending your kids to public school. Like, for me, it's funny because as a right-wing conservative thinker, I reached the same conclusion as a 60 IQ criminal, which is I need to protect my children from state signaling because it's unfit for them. So amazingly, the whole movement of resistance against the state will not be pushed and won only by high intellectuals like me. It will be a combination of the high IQ and the low IQs teaming up against the midwits. There is a revolution coming, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not talking about a violent one. But the high IQ are teaming up with the low IQs and are bringing back balance to the world. So I've kind of drifted, but your original question was, do I expect the future world to be curious? Not at all. I expect we are entering in a millennia of dark ages. Mark my words. Started at around 2018. I believe that we are headed toward a millennia that will be remembered historically as the dark age of the American Empire. We are dangerously playing with forces of extremely low IQ. We are absolutely abolishing the meritocracy. There's not been a meritocracy in America for 2-3 human generations. And so we are about to see a massive crash, and there's nothing stopping us from reverting to chimpanzee level of intelligence. And as long as this world keeps the technology that we have, the big problem is it's inhibitory to intelligence. Because you don't need to invent new technology to benefit from the one that already exists. And so we're going to be in a world of operation, operating the already invented technology. The world is not progressing anymore. You know, when I was young, we kind of saw the rise of the internet, and oh my God, that was spectacular. But that's all I can remember in my, like, we haven't improved the productivity of our industries. We are purely just expanding. And this is exactly what struck me in the car today. The big black pill that struck me is it's this world of embedded parasitism. Corporations are parasiting each other. They're taking over each other. They're growing, but they're not growing in the way things were growing 100 years ago. Where, okay, the car was a massive innovation on the horse, you know? The internet was a massive innovation on the telephone network. We don't have this anymore, and it's not going to come. Lendald Guntram says, it happened to the Roman Empire 2, 3, or 4 centuries. Absolutely. And so we're going to have to be prepared, not in our lifetime, perhaps, but in the lifetime of our great-grandchildren or grandchildren, they will see another society rise. The same way, let's say, the kind of high-class society of Rome saw Western Europe become dominant. We're going to have to see this. The American Empire will be trying to farm its population to the last bit of cash it can through federal taxes. It's going to be ugly. And no, I don't expect curiosity or enlightenment values to resurface again for a long, long time. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, I've been watching the squirrels in my yard, being that you are an expert of squirrel nut behaviors. Do squirrels know they are planting oak trees by burying acorns? Or would it be possible that one day the squirrels eat all the acorns and cause their source of food to go extinct? The squirrel knows that there are these things around. They are acorns. He doesn't know that they're called that, but he feels them as nuts. And he knows that he's storing them. Now, that doesn't mean that he knows he could manage ecologically the forest to make sure that the forest survives and that he has a source of acorns forever. That is not something that the squirrel does. I know, because it's not something that humans do. Humans don't manage the ecology of the world in a way as to preserve it. We are in this ever-growing parasitic race. We're killing each other. We're taking each other's lands. We're taking other people's houses in Gaza right now. You have Israelis moving in and saying, oh, there's no one in this house. Well, that's me. That's what we do. And so I would be very surprised if the squirrel, you know, arguably a lesser being in terms of the complexity of their brain, had any ecological considerations or long-term thinking of that kind. Ultimately, you can attribute to an animal what is likely to have happened in their evolutionary history. And there is no cycle of the evolutionary history of squirrels where they were given a chance to learn ecological management. Now, humanity may be a rare species that at least has the claim to get into ecological management. At least we claim that we do, you know, when we do recycling, when we do everything that the environmentalists, the Greta Thunberg of this world, are doing, is allowing us to claim that we do this. But we haven't passed this test of time. We haven't stood the test of time. And the test of time, I believe, will reveal that even environmentalism will get selected out of our population if it leads to less reproduction. Because you hear the anti-natalism of the Greens, and you realize they're not going to have babies. It's a real turn off to be thinking about CO2, as it turns out. Jan sends $25. Thank you so much for the support. He says, imagine a movie about retarded scavenger humans where an autistic child gets born and gets in a godlike position because of being able to read and operate old tech. Well, that's pretty much Idiocracy, right? The only difference of the premise is that Idiocracy was time travel. But Idiocracy, yes, will be true, DK Shadow. I believe that Idiocracy will come to be regarded as an exact historical telling of what's coming to civilization. In fact, arguably, the whole movie, we're already pretty much at this point. We've had rappers elevating themselves as public figures. We've had the combination of the gangster lifestyle and the Democrats. We've had the gentrification of the hip-hop world, where, you know, a Snoop Dogg is doing a speech in front of high school students or to motivate them for the future. So Idiocracy, I believe that all aspects of it, most of them have already been confirmed. I think we will be headed toward exactly this in every way. President Mountain Dew. It's a good movie. It's cringe, but all of the cringe, this is what's fascinating about this movie, is that you would expect a comedy cringe movie to age poorly. But this movie ages better than anything I've known. There is not a comedy movie in the world that ages better than Idiocracy. Well, okay, we're headed toward the end of the show. The Gaza Truce talks are back to square one. The Palestinian militant group Hamas said on Friday efforts to agree to a ceasefire for the Gaza Strip were back at square one after Israel effectively rejected a proposal by international mediators. They don't want peace. They want to use the window to do the most damage they can, and for them that includes a bombardment of Rafah. And if you don't give them that, they will not engage with the peace process. So, I mean, as long as Israel thinks it can do it without consequences, they will continue. So this is why a Joe Biden with taps on the wrist isn't worth anything. You don't have leverage. They know it. You know it. Everyone knows it. That's why we need something like a Trump to even keep Israel in check, even in appearance. But ultimately, Trump is a barker. He's like a dog. He barks hard, but he doesn't have it in his heart to even tell Israel not to do something. Hopefully that changes. Hopefully we have a Baron Trump here, which is our Joker card, our wild card in the family. Who knows? Maybe he's the basest of the based. That would be a great surprise, wouldn't it? Instead of Jared Kushner, all bark, no bite is the saying. All right, I have not heard this saying, but all bark, no bite. Baron Trump instead of Jared Kushner, you know, you never know what can happen. Much love, I'll see you all tomorrow.